Do you even remember seeing your first penis?
Oh my God. Roll the intro.
Let's go home.
Hi guys, welcome back to Wild Till 9, our weekly podcast, where today, apparently, we are just coming in hot with the penis questions.
We're not all penis questions.
It's not all penis questions,
It's a show of firsts.
It's a show of firsts. So today is going to be a show of firsts, from everything to seeing your first penis and or vagina. A lot of people used, did anyone say fellatio?
I think I'm the only one in the world that's still left using that word.
I hate the word fellatio.
How about autofellatio? Autofellatio.
Is that masturbation?
That's when you eat yourself out.
Oh, like some Marilyn Manson shit where you get ribs removed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Wow, this is a weird start to the podcast.
Not weird. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, back to it.
So if you're interested in hearing about sex, literal sex, drugs, and life things, or penis things, stick around.
Stop, drop, roll, rate the podcast, subscribe and share with a friend. Oh, and send us your podcast pups.
I will say people are sharing with a friend because I'm seeing more views from non-subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not subscribing. So
honestly, it's okay. I mean, yeah, like sub for sure.
Yeah. But how are we supposed to have any sense of worth if not to relate those directly to numbers?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough out here, babe. Welcome to influencer world.
And for those on the audio side, that was sarcasm. We're kidding.
But yeah, share with a friend and send us a photo of your pup or pussy listening
podcasts.
To the pod.
Just podcasts.
Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Someone also said podcast pets, and I was like, oh, we're stupid.
It was right there.
It was right there. It was right there. But no, we've been loving seeing photos of your pets listening to the pod. So usually it's like a pet in front of like the laptop with them. Mm-hmm. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Big fan. Anyways, back to penises. So the first time that I saw a dick, I don't actually remember. Well, I guess it would have been my first boyfriend's penis. You know what though? I think that like I was not mentally and or physically prepared for just like how weird it is to have another appendage hanging off of you. Like, I feel like with a vagina, it's like there, but it's kind of like within itself. You know what I mean? Like
by definition, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like tucked into itself and it kind of just hangs and, not hangs. I just mean like it hangs out. Like it's very chill. Vaginas are chill for the most part. And it's just not an appendage. And it was just so odd. And like, obviously I'd seen so many penises in like biology and sex ed.
Tumblr GIFs. Get off of it.
And Tumblr GIFs.
Get off of it.
Actually, I don't.
Oh, you're telling me the first penis you saw was one in person?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Right.
You're going to sit here and lie to everyone?
No. I did not make that statement. So I did not lie. Yeah, I definitely would have seen other penises. But it's just so weird to see it in person. Just like a fleshy appendage.
No.
But it genuinely, I think that my initial reaction was just like, oh my fuck, what? This is so weird. It's so weird.
Do you think it's because we were only children?
Maybe.
That didn't like have a naked brother and sister running around?
Maybe. I was super close with my male cousins. And even then, like my parents and my aunt stopped like bathing us together when we were pretty young. So like there was never a point where I really remembered, I guess. And also like, I think the capacity in which you see a penis later on in life is not the same capacity as when you're in the tub with your cousin at age 5, you know?
Well,
it's, well,
I think some states in the South would disagree.
But yeah, it was a positive experience for sure.
The first penis was a positive experience.
I mean, it wasn't a negative experience. I didn't like go screaming and running in the opposite direction, but I definitely like, I'm a little scared if there was ever, and there isn't, but like, if I could get a replay of what my face did the first time I saw a penis, like, I don't think it was reading anything positive. I think it was just like, oh, okay, that's a sack of balls. And that's an appendage. That's a fleshy appendage. Okay.
If anyone looked at me naked for the first time and said, oh,
right. Right. That's
I'm going to pack up and go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out.
That's what I mean. Like, I hope I didn't like mentally scar my first boyfriend because I don't know what my face did, but I probably was really nervous. I don't vividly remember being really nervous, but I'm sure knowing me, I was.
No question. I actually don't know the answer to this. The first penis you saw,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Was that your first experience with a penis?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think it probably resulted in just like a shitty hand job, maybe.
right.
But it was a positive experience. I think I just.
To be fair, no guy is prepared at the age of whatever.
Yeah.
The first time their penis is touched by someone that's not them.
Uh-huh.
For a sex goddess,
right,
to just pop in and say, no worries, I know exactly what to do.
Because
well, it lasts, you know, about 14 seconds the first time anyway. God only knows.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's all very clumsy and awkward for like the very first times. I will say that circumcision is something that I feel like you learn nothing about. And it's not something that I ever really Googled. Like, I just didn't really know what to expect. Like, I didn't really know how to tell, like, a circumcised from an uncircumcised dick. And now knowing about the uncircumcised dick, I've never been with an uncircumcised dick. But I didn't know. Like, having never seen one and, like, really understood the whole process of, like, what that
right.
was, I was so confused. I feel like I had a lot of confusion. My friends as well. I feel like, and maybe it was just like where I grew up to that like all the dudes were circumcised that my friends and I like were hooking up with. But it was a very confusing, unknown thing. Like until I got to university, I feel like
right.
I didn't have a conversation with a friend who had been with someone with a uncircumcised dick.
There's a lot to process there.
Yeah. Once they explained the whole turtleneck situation, things became
turtleneck.
Much more clear to me.
Turtleneck?
A little turtleneck. Yeah.
You know, for... hygiene reasons alone,
yeah.
I'm glad my mother made the call to snip it on up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, I've never experienced or, you know, firsthand.
Comment below. I'm kidding, please don't. okay, got it.
Yeah, so anyway, I haven't experienced firsthand an uncirc ween. If you guys could actually put in the comments and using emojis only, no letters, no numbers, nothing, just emojis, your first experience... with a penis or vagina. Let me know.
So tell the story in emojis.
Tell the story in emojis. Yeah. And we'll pin our favorite.
We're going to pin the favorite.
Yeah. We'll pin our favorite. We'll
okay.
pin, we'll pin a winner.
Okay. We're going to pin a winner. This is high stakes.
okay. So using emojis, how would you describe your first encounter with a vagina? Okay, so the shrug
the
emoji?
Shrug.
Okay,
yeah.
The shrug emoji?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like, how to put this?
Oh, here we go.
I feel like when I was, like, first, second, third grade, like, when, like, why is this getting bigger kind of thing? Like, I didn't know why I was attracted to, like, boobs and ass. I don't think I understood why, but I feel like I would, like, get turned on by them unbeknownst to myself.
Oh, I see. Right. Like your body was just doing it
right,
like subconsciously without actually like
right.
acknowledging what was happening.
Like my primal instincts were like, those are interesting. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But I don't think I realized it. I don't feel like I had the same interest in a vagina as I did the other side of as much.
What do you mean?
I wasn't like excited to like see my first vagina as much as I was like, oh, boobs, great.
Oh,
ass,
oh,
great.
Right,
those seem fun. The vagina, I think, just more confused me.
Right. Well, I feel like a lot of girls, honestly, who like aren't in tune with their own body
right.
are confused by their own vagina.
Yeah. I don't really have much to add to that, but, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember in, on the porn side of things,
uh-huh.
just being like,
it also looks confusing in porn.
Walk me through that.
Well, I don't know. Like, I just feel like if I was a dude who'd never actually encountered, like, if you're straight, had never encountered a vagina, like, it seems to just so easily just go in
right.
porn. You know what I mean? Like, but mm-hmm. then that's not real life 99% of the time, you know?
No.
And so I feel like porn sets you up.
Porn in every aspect
yeah,
sets
right.
you up for failure.
And that's a whole podcast in itself, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, the porn and masturbation episode?
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah. what was your first time, and do you remember, please don't hesitate to go into detail, about giving and receiving fellatio?
This was oddly, like, I got this ask on my Instagram about 47 times.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, people were like, oral. Okay.
Oral.
I am 99% sure I'm remembering this correctly. It was in a my buddy's basement in his small bathroom. And it was a bathroom that wasn't like a shower and this and that. It was like toilet, sink.
Yeah, half bath.
And like mirror.
Okay.
And I remember...
That's so high school of you.
Yeah. And I remember, I feel like taking, like, both of us getting like half undressed kind of thing. Cause parents were obviously upstairs, but like there was like people outside. Like we weren't like the only people there. It was like, there were like people over there, whatever. And like everyone knows you're in the bathroom hooking up. So, and I feel like in high school, when everyone knows you're hooking up in the bathroom, they make it very, very obvious and sit there and make just like loud jokes of like
screaming on the other side of the door.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I am 99% sure that that, blowjob, ended in, zero orgasms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm 100% sure that I did not reciprocate, potentially for years, after that.
Oh.
Yeah, I am.
You were not a generous lover.
I was not a generous lover. Yeah. I feel as if I have been a little bit, my ratio is not
receiving to giving.
Yeah, it hasn't been. The quality is. I don't. That's all the details I've got.
Okay. So, at what age, on the giving side, did you find equality?
Oh, giving?
Yeah.
When did we meet? No. I feel,
I love when Jeremy's uncomfortable.
I feel like I got head for the first time when I was like 13, 14, 14.
Great. Wasn't the question. At what age did you start giving?
17, 18.
Oh,
it was years later.
Oh, that's not that bad. I thought you were going to say like 22.
No.
I thought you were going to say so much later. Oh, no. That's not that bad.
It was my high school girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. That's whatever. That's not that bad.
And I want to be very clear that, not that I think that I've got that all figured out 100%, and any guy that says he does is just lying. I don't know where, like, the school of thought on like, okay, got it. This is how I'm going to approach this. Like, I didn't really watch any porn that was like, and this is how a man is to, like, none of that. So I don't know what exactly I did the first 20 or 30 times down there or whatever, but like, I just want to have an open apology to anybody. I'm sorry if it wasn't,
Well, I feel like in high school, the most common thing that went around in conversation, re this subject, was spell the alphabet with your tongue.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Yeah. And how'd that go for you?
Varying results.
Okay.
Mostly fine.
Okay.
Fine, yeah. Fine. But also, I think the bar is just so low when you're in high school.
Oh, definitely. And just everything is so awkward and clumsy and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And things just get so much better.
One of the biggest memories that I have of like hooking up as a kid or whatever is the first time that I feel like I hooked up with a girl who was very good at what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that I can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to go back to this other shit. Like that. I'm not ready for that. I don't know what, what she was on or how she brought the tip. Right. I was like, this is too good.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed that was as fast as it was. So I'm gonna head out.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a large, same-ish question, but do you remember your first time giving head?
Not vividly.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm a little blurry for some reason. I don't know if I've just chosen to like black out that part of my life, but I don't think it was anything crazy.
Were you scared? Were you nervous?
Probably, but I don't remember. I don't remember first, but again, knowing me, I'm sure that I was.
Right.
I'm sure that I was. I think that I had enough friends who gave me the basics of like what to do with hand and what to do with mouth and what to do with tongue.
Did you practice?
No, on what?
A banana? I don't know.
Oh God, no. So, and the other thing is that I have a pretty reactive gag reflex.
She joins us often.
No, she doesn't. I've never, one time.
Yeah.
One time she joined us.
And just real quick, Mom, Donna, this episode's not for you.
Gail, also feel free to skip ahead.
Head on to next week or the week before. Pop onto some like puppy compilation videos.
Right.
Anyway, as you were saying in Sucking Dick.
Right. So gag reflex, I feel like has joined us
Yeah, a couple times.
A couple times, yeah. But it's not that often. So I feel like once things are actually happening, my gag reflex like relaxes. The dentist, I'll gag every 10 seconds, but during a blowjob, I feel like I'm good. I also like learned how to use my tongue in fun ways that help, I feel like, create boundaries for a dick not getting rammed down my throat.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I had a...
I also just can't believe that I just put onto the internet the sentence, getting a dick rammed down my throat.
This is Craft Girl once again. I had a girlfriend once who would get horny when she went to the dentist.
I hate that, I think. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Huh.
Something about
I vaguely remember you telling me the story, actually. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, whatever you're into, though. Whatever you're into.
Yeah. Not me. I fucking hate the dentist.
I hate the dentist. I need to be sedated.
Okay. So did you... So you were 14, 15, 16, 17?
I would have been 14.
Wow.
14. What grade is that? Grade...
Nine? Like a freshman, I think.
Grade nine. I would have been 14 or 15.
Okay, so yeah. 9 or 10.
9 or 10.
Okay, got it. And did you receive at the same time? Was it like
no.
A...
Oh. No.
Well, okay, help me understand.
At the same time as in like 69ing?
No, but like you got done and then he hopped on down.
No. I feel like he was more of like a use the hands kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Probably similar to you at that age. And I don't remember. Obviously, it wasn't very good.
Right. Yeah. Really mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear the amount of girls that I'm friends with that said that they purposefully did not want to receive because they were like self-conscious of that.
Oh,
There's a difference between guys and women right there.
Right.
No guy's ever like, hey, if I don't know if you like don't think it's really cute or attractive down there. Like, it's okay. Like, every guy's like, yeah, hop on in.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to give me head?
Oh, I hate.
Listen, men, we're not great.
Right. Right.
I don't know why you like us.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I had an orgasm my entire first relationship, to be honest. I just feel like things were so clumsy. Things were awkward. We didn't really know what we were doing. I feel like we were going through the motions of
right.
it, but just like hadn't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Which
I think is normal.
Yeah. You know what happened is that in my second relationship, he was much more experienced than I was. And I feel like he helped me bring my skills up to his level.
Got it.
And
so would you say that your first boyfriend wasn't as generous as your second one?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to point out that she's forgotten most of everything that she said so far. So guys, what was your comment earlier, like 4 or 5 podcasts ago? And he forgot about you.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, so let's talk about you getting fucked.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm kidding. But I'm not. So the like number three highest most requested question, virginity.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I remember where I was. Do you remember where you were?
Yeah.
Why don't you start?
Okay. I feel like mine is so anticlimactic.
Mine's not climactic either.
Yeah, yours is actually more generic, I feel like, than mine.
Okay, well, I don't feel like you need to judge.
Well, it's not a competition, babe. Relax.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
Obviously, I remember where I lost my virginity. It was with you right over there. No. Anyway, keep going.
I was on a couch at my boyfriend's house.
Are you kidding? That's all the details you're going to give us?
What else do you want to know?
Okay.
Okay, no, here's the real story, is that we had tried to have sex a bunch of times.
Right.
And I feel like we had a bunch of like half sex, but it was just so painful that we just like had half sex. And by half sex, I mean that like a third of the dick went in basically for a bunch of times.
Well, there's our details.
And there's, yes. Yeah, so what is this, the details that you wanted?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And then I feel like eventually one day it just went all the way in, almost died. Ew, Jeremy.
What?
Ugh. Why are you making that sound?
Anyway, keep going. Anyway,
vagina swallowing penis. Is that the sound that you're trying to make? Yes, exactly. See, now you put a label on it. It's weird now. Anyways, it eventually went all the way in. And I was like, oh my fucking God. My insides just ripped in half. But it's in. And then we had painful like 4 minute sex after that. And it continued to definitely be painful for a solid amount of time afterwards, but got better eventually. But yeah, it was a process of having mini sex, I guess.
Mini sex.
Mini
got
sex
it. Okay.
Until it happened eventually, kind of by accident, but like trying to achieve full coitus.
Got it.
Is that all the detail that you wanted? How was that?
Listen, I think that was great.
Okay.
And for the listeners at home who have yet to partake.
Yeah.
Any advice or thoughts for the person's like, I don't know if I'm ready and this and that.
I mean, I feel like there's, honestly, when I see the freaking 15-year-olds on TikTok do like wild shit and be so sexual and stuff, I'm like, oh, y'all are already fucking like,
yeah,
it's crazy. So I feel like things are happening earlier. And so there's probably a pressure and a stigma around like the younger demographic. And I feel really bad because I feel like that'd be super stressful. But I think at the end of the day, it's just like not rushing it if you're not ready. If you don't feel ready, it is absolutely and 100% your choice. And no one else's. And so it's your choice. That's kind of like all there is to it. Like if you don't feel ready, don't do it. Don't let anyone influence that decision. It's your body, your choice. And the other thing is that you need to be warmed up. You need to be warmed up. And I know when
guys are self-warming.
Guys are self-warming. You're warm and then it's ready. And
I mean,
it's
waking up in the morning, warm and
warm
ready.
Warm and ready.
Brushing your teeth, warm and ready. At the
God.
Dinner table, warm and ready.
A breeze goes by,
warm and ready.
But it doesn't work like that. And so if you are dry as a desert, you are going to feel like it is just something hitting a brick wall and nothing's going to happen. So there needs to be a little warm-up round of whatever you need to do to make things wet. But it's not.
Oh.
What?
Okay, yeah.
But it's true.
It's like
it's
sex
true.
Ed with Lore DIY.
Yeah, but I mean, like, people think that, like, I feel like from porn as well, it's just going to slide right on in.
Right.
And maybe it does for some people. Like, I've always heard that, like, horseback riders, like, pop their cherry by accident or something. Or,
oh, God.
I mean, I've heard that, and I feel like, and maybe horse people can confirm or deny.
Horse people can confirm or deny?
Yeah, people, you know, who are into horses. That's their hobby. Equestrians.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sex can be painful and probably is, honestly, for majority of girls, even if you are warmed up. So, like, don't try and just dive right on in there in the Sahara Desert because it's not going to work.
Yeah, I think guys are just scared and they're like, sex.
Yeah, and they just want to ram it in.
But, like, every guy ever who looks at porn is like, oh, if I'm, like, the epitome of this macho, know what I'm doing, be just, like,
stallion.
Direct. Yeah. That's how sex works. And that's what she wants. She wants me to be the fucking, like, front cover of Men's Health, flip her around and just, like, go at it. That's hot to her. And I feel like about 20 years later, a guy's wake up and go, fuck, maybe I, oh.
Oh, well.
Huh. Interesting. Huh. Okay, got it. I feel I'm happy with that answer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I think the floor is yours now for your virginity story.
Let's see. It was our third, fourth date.
No, not that one yet.
Okay. Got it.
We'll get to that.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Let's see. My virginity. I remember pretty distinct. This one I do remember. I feel like this is like logged in my memory. Mm-hmm. It was after a football game. Mm-hmm. And
wait, do you play football?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was after football.
Did you shower?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Good. It was after football game, showered. She was older than me. I think she was 17, I was 15. So like, she could, yeah. I was very much into like the girls a year or two older than me for like 14 through 20, I feel like.
And you were tall enough to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was like 6'4", like 15.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be like 7'5". I was like, I'm going to be fucking huge.
The trajectory of your height growth. Yes.
But I remember she like came and picked me up at a football game and we were in her car and like we drove to a Walmart parking lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, in the back. And I think in terms of warm up, there was maybe we made out for like 30 seconds and she wasn't a virgin. I was.
Okay.
And so
did
I feel
she
like,
know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like I was just like, yeah, I want to say, let's do that or whatever. And she's like, great, let's do that. And so I feel like I was like, okay, and it's sex time. And so like, I'm over here like fumbling to put the condom on and just like, yeah, is there a light? Oh, but people can see us. And,
how romantic.
I think, about, 1/4 of it went in.
Oh yeah. Mini sex.
Yeah. And, we played around with that for, I don't know, 47 seconds or so.
And she wasn't a virgin.
No, no. And
so are you trying to make a subtle flex that you're huge?
Is it working?
Continue.
Okay, got it. And then we gave up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember, but like we didn't like give up, but like it was just bad sex.
Yeah. And like, then eventually, it's so awkward. I feel like this happens so often in high school too,
what?
Where you just like no one finishes.
No.
And you just like call it.
You're like, it's, oh, that was fun. That's
yeah,
cool.
That was fun.
Cool.
That's fun. Like, you just like, yeah.
I feel like we talk about it all the time, like. Hookups in particular, especially when you're not in a relationship, it's not to say that like an orgasm isn't important, but it's like the thrill of like being wanted.
Right.
And like, oh, this person's sexually attracted to me. We're both doing something that's new. Like is at least for me anyway, that's like 80% of it.
No, 100% is like the thrill and the excitement. And especially like when you're young too, like feeling wanted by like the opposite of what you're attracted to is like so exciting and foreign and yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was your first mini sex virginity. Mm-hmm. When did you have full sex? And was it with the same person?
Yeah, it was with the same person.
Okay.
In fact, I remember that like she would come and pick me up after school.
Cause she had her license and you didn't.
She was 17
right?
And I didn't have my license. Yeah, I couldn't even drive. And I remember I lived like close-ish to my school. So I remember she would pick me up. My mom had a full-time job. So like my house was always open, right?
Oh
and
my
this
God.
Is before
Donna
like,
just... everyone,
but like there was no like cell phones to like, there was cell phones, but like they didn't have like GPS and like ring
find
cameras.
Friends.
And yeah, exactly. So it was like, we would just go back to my place or whatever. And I remember we went back to my place and like hooked up, had sex. And I, remember like trying to make the house look like I hadn't been there, obviously.
Right.
And we went back to her house afterwards. Cause like my mom wouldn't want me to be at our house when she wasn't there with a chick for like, that was like,
obviously
not going to happen
for
the reasons I just said. And, I remember my mom calls me and like, she knew that I was going to be at her house and she was just going to pick me up afterwards. And she calls me and she goes, why is there a condom in our toilet?
You put the condom down the toilet, Jeremy.
Okay, everyone, just hold
Jeremy.
On. Okay, here's the deal.
You're smarter
stop,
than
stop,
this.
Stop. So,
walk me through this.
So we got done.
Yeah.
And I will have to walk you through this because you've used condoms, I think, twice in your life. I was very good about using condoms.
Okay, great.
And so we got done with the act or whatever. And I was like, oh, let me just throw it. Oh, I can't throw it away because my mother empties the trash cans, whatever. It's not like you're just going to put a condom in your pocket and walk out with it. What I should have done is like put it in a bag and like
and
took
thrown
it with,
the bag out.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was like, oh, I'll just flush it and it'll just go down and then that'll be it.
Oh, and your septic system said no.
And so, you know, I flush it and like walk out. And
you didn't even check to see?
No, I didn't check, whatever.
Jeremy.
And so like, I tried to make up some like story as to why that wasn't my condom, but she was so mad.
Oh, so mad.
But like, at least I was using protection.
That's true. It could have been, well.
I feel like my mom, because she had her daughter early and like I'm adopted and I feel like there's just a lot of out of wedlock births in my family.
Yeah,
I feel like she was like extra hard on it.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
How old are you? 9, 8?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 28.
28, no babies. Here you are.
No babies. And I was using protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in a different zip code.
So they just like not have condoms in Canada, or what is?
Next question, please.
Where's this track record of yours?
Next question, please.
Okay. So that's helpful on that side. So, and you were how old? You said 16?
I think I was 16.
Yeah. I was 15.
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like same thing with like my first like kiss and everything. Like it went from like nothing. And then like I kissed someone and it was like, oh, then I just made out with a bunch of people. And then the same thing with sex. It was just like, no sex. And then it was just like, oh, got it. Like unlocks this like, oh, I can do that kind of thing.
Right. You just leveled up in life.
Yeah. I was like a cheat code of like, oh, okay, got it. This is how you do this.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. My first kiss was just like tipsy at a party at 14. 15.
Oh, I can tell you exactly. I was 13 at this place called Magic Waters. It's a water park in Rockford, Illinois. I was with my girlfriend, and the Click Five was playing "Just the Girl," and we sat there and played karate with our tongues. And
karate with your tongues?
Yeah, it was. I mean, terrible. I don't know. Once again, I'm not
sucking
sure.
Sucking face.
Well, that's something like what the thought of like putting your tongue in somebody else's mouth.
I feel like in this day and age with COVID, now the thought of doing that with someone you don't know is just 100%. Like, it's like the STD of 2020.
Totally. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cute.
Kinda.
Should we dive into the first time? I feel like we had a lot of requests to tell the story of us having sex for the first time.
Wait, first, one more question before that.
Okay.
Because we should talk about that.
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
It genuinely is the most us story that could possibly be applied to the relationship to describe us in
we
just
fell
like
into
one
place
moment.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real
oh
quick.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
before
yeah.
then, do you remember your first one night stand?
Yeah.
This is a podcast where we talk about things.
See
how I set you that? Let's try that again. Do you remember your first one night stand?
Yes, I do. So it was just like a random that I had been kind of talking to. And wait, hang on a second. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, so a one night stand would be characterized as someone that you've only had sex with once, correct? And never see them again?
Right.
Oh, that was like recently. And by recently, I mean before you, obviously. Like, so I guess not that recently since we've been together for a while. But there was a random that I was like casually hooking up with, but we hooked up like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, it's not a one night stand.
Not a one night stand. But that was the first time I ever felt like what a stereotypical movie shows you as a walk of shame when you like roll out of their bed of someone that you don't really know and walk home in the same clothes that you like went out in the night before at like 7 a.m. So it's like, especially I was in Toronto. So I was walking home, one of like the busiest financial district, entertainment district areas, streets as people are walking to work. And I looked rough.
I would love to get a video of you.
Yeah, I looked rough. I think I did myself a favor and wore like heeled booties. So it wasn't like I was walking in stilettos or anything and like a sparkly dress like they do in the movies.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely called my friend and I was like, I think I'm doing a walk of shame right now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Everyone needs to do one.
It was humbling. It was humbling.
Yeah. I'm very good at checking myself out. Like, oh, it was really good. No, I'm gonna head out or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if like I'm drunk, like I'm very good at just like getting the Uber of just like,
going
and like
home.
Finding my way and just like, and dying.
Yeah.
I do remember a walk of shame once in a Captain America full on Halloween costume that I woke up because my business call was hitting me of like needing to start. And I was like,
Oh no,
this is still a good time. That's fine.
And I'm like,
I have to go.
And then you were Captain America. Oh, babe, that's a hot costume.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Thank God it's like not now where like everything's a video conference. I mean like,
right.
Yeah, I just, my camera's broken. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like November 1st is like the one day where you see lots of different characters walking down the street. Like that's a day of the year where I expect
anything
that.
Goes. Yeah. I didn't feel out of place.
Yeah.
Like, but like when I hopped in the Uber the next morning, like smelling like death of just like, did someone throw a bottle of vodka at you recently?
Yeah. Also, mom and dad can't hang anymore. We are mom and dad. Do you want to tell the people what happened last night? So I have been on set all week and we haven't seen each other. I've been gone like 15 to 17 hours a day. And so we've probably exchanged about 6 words this week.
Right.
So yesterday we popped a bottle of champagne, ordered some dinner, and then hot tubbed and had a great night. And we didn't even finish the bottle of champagne.
Didn't even finish it.
And normally, like, it would be very normal for us to finish a bottle of champagne, like, between the two of us.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy would go into, like, whiskey or whatever, and then I'd probably be pretty toasty, and, like, that's my limit. But, you know, like, that... And so we didn't even finish the bottle.
Nope.
And so at about 1, I was like, oh my God, I'm too drunk to go to bed right now. So I went downstairs, sat on the couch, eating rice crackers and watching TikTok. Fell asleep for a little bit, but go ahead. What happened? What happened to you?
Well, I woke up and I puked like 4 times. Yeah, like 4 fucking times. It was pretty bad. And like, I woke up and did that flight plan of like, oh, am I going to make it to the bathroom or do we need to go to the balcony? Made it to the bathroom.
Love that.
What's funny is I didn't realize you weren't in bed though.
Right.
So like I was like trying to be quiet, like, tiptoeing around and like and like got done, Listerine, tongue scraper, big time. Everyone get a tongue scraper. If you don't have one, change your life. Anyway, tongue scraper, like came back and I was like, oh, she's not even fucking here.
Yeah, I was downstairs. I had fallen asleep on the couch. So glad I missed it. When you woke up this morning and you were like, can't believe I threw up last night. I was like,
I had like forgot when I woke up that you hadn't seen it again. Like
I thought you were kidding. I thought like, you had dreamed it or I had dreamed that you were talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, mom and dad can't hang anymore.
No. So let's talk about our first sex.
Yeah. Well, cause I was like, this is a good lead in because things haven't really changed that much since our very first time having sex.
It's so funny because like, and when we tell the story, you'll understand, but like, had we not dated or whatever, and that was our only hookup, like that would have been a very... not embarrassing, but like, oh my God, I can't believe that was our only experience.
Yeah.
So first date,
kiss on the cheek.
Nothing. You invited me back and, cause I'd brought a dog toy for Moose.
Right.
You brought me back after the date and I kiss you on the cheek and headed out and like very intentional. Like I'm not like going to go for anything. And like that felt right.
Yeah.
Second date, we had plans and you're like, fuck it. I'm tired. Let's just like hang out at home.
Yeah.
Did you want to tell the people?
That's okay.
So it's a podcast where we share.
Right. Yeah. That's
so we're talking about firsts.
Okay, right.
So let's talk about our second date.
Uh-huh.
Did you, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's okay.
Let's go ahead.
It's okay.
Lauren.
No, we,
one of us is going to tell the story.
Yeah, it's fine. We did everything. We had oral fellatio.
Whoa. What do you mean we? You. Fucking you.
What?
Lauren was a little handsier and a little hornier than...
you expected, I think.
Well, definitely than I expect. Well, because I remember like we like kissed.
Oh, we didn't even have our first kiss. Well, so we went from our very first kiss to our very first dick in the mouth all in the same night.
Within about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So like, we like made out whatever. And then you...
I what?
How are you not going to say that? Do you want me to say it?
I don't know what... I feel like I'm attacking you. Yeah, I feel like I don't... I feel like
you went from like first to third base and were like all about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And you were quite ready to fuck right then.
Oh, yeah. I would have been down, yeah.
And I was just like, hey, why don't we just take a... just, I feel like, you know... And you were like, no, yeah, for sure, totally. I'm the same page. It's cool. Yeah. And I was like...
I like don't remember being disappointed, but I like would have been down for sure.
What a gentle way to say that.
Yeah.
So on to the third date.
So on to the third date, we went, it was around Halloween. Mm-hmm. So we had gone out to a Halloween party.
Halsey's party, right?
Yeah. It was a Halsey party. And we came back and we're like, oh, we're starving. Let's order food.
Right.
So we Postmated food and Postmates, I would say on average in where I live, the area is like 40 to 50 minutes.
Right.
We start hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
First time having sex. So much fun. It's great.
To be fair, I was having a good time. It was good. Like I was enjoying it. Like everything was hot. We were both in great shape.
Right.
Which is hard to imagine now, but at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a notification on my phone. Your Postmates is arriving.
Right.
6 minutes.
Right. And this isn't like now where everything's contactless. Like you go and get the Postmate.
You meet your Postmate. Yeah.
Right.
And so get the notification on my phone and we look at it and we're like...
Middle of sex for the first time.
Middle of sex for the first time. Yeah. Third date. Like don't really know each other.
Right.
Like the very early stages of this relationship. Like
butterflies everywhere.
Yeah. And we make the decision and it was joint, might I say.
Totally, yeah.
To pause sex and we'll be like, yeah, we'll come back to it. Let's just like go and eat our food. We're starving. We're so hungry and we'll finish after. So we just disengage. I think I got pancakes and you got a burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went downstairs, ate our Postmates and cuddled. Never came back to sex.
That was it.
Did not finish. Just, no interest from either parties, honestly.
Yeah. I was like, very satisfied.
Yeah. So satisfied.
That was like when I say it's like 4 or 5 in the morning, right?
No, I think you stayed over the entire night that day.
Oh, I did stay. That's right. Yeah.
That was the second day. Yeah, you stayed over really late. Yeah.
Fortunately, there was a fourth date.
And we eventually had, so I guess this is, you know, a full circle of mini sex.
Right.
We had a little bit of mini sex.
Wow, that's cute.
That's so nice.
That's cute.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, looking back on that, like I remember there was a moment where we were just like, did we, our first time having sex, we didn't even, nothing finished. Nothing really.
We were hungry.
We're so hungry.
Yeah.
So hungry.
So for everyone at home who's like still waiting out for true love.
This is it.
That's it.
This is it. Yeah. We both chose Postmates over sex.
Maybe we both are terrible. I don't know.
But I think that means that we're great for each other.
Here we are. I do wish that you had more experience with just
randoms.
Just funny fucking just like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that or whatever.
Stories.
I could sit here and talk about it the entire time, but then I think the audience is going to go, so why is she dating that man whore?
Because I'm a serial dater. And you know what? In my defense, and we talk about this all the time, I think after I got out of my last relationship, I really came out of that being like, I am going to be fucking single for so long. Like, I just want to be single. I've never been single. I'm in LA. I have my shit together. I just want to be single.
2 months later.
Went on a few dates, hooked up with a few randoms, and then I met Jeremy, and that was the end of that.
Gave you a third of my ween, and that was it.
Gave you a third. No, just mini sex.
Right, just mini sex.
Not a third of ween, mini sex. Yeah.
God, that's good.
Oh, how romantic.
I will say, and you didn't ask me this, but I do remember the first time I saw another man's penis.
Oh.
It was far more scarring than I anticipated.
Okay.
I don't think I realized.
Like a locker room penis?
Yeah, like a locker room penis. I don't think I realized, once again, only child, didn't, you know, grow up just butt-ass naked. And I remember like the first time just like, you know, taking a shower before gym, after whatever it was. And I was just like, holy shit, dicks are fucking disgusting. Holy shit.
They're just so weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, but they also come in all shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes.
All hairs.
Yeah. It really is. It runs a spectrum of variety over there, for sure. It's just, and also I feel like Jeremy didn't really know about like a curved dick until I gave more descriptions of it. Like he didn't really know. Jeremy's a pretty straight dick, so I feel like he didn't.
I cannot believe you are saying this.
What do you mean?
Go on.
What do you mean? It's not like, it's not bad. It just, dicks are all so different. They really do run the gamut of like different differences.
Right. I guess I didn't realize that they weren't
All straight. Yeah, like you would think that like a dick is just like, ooh, pencil straight, but some of them have a little curve to them.
Some have a lot of curve to them.
Some of them have a lot of curve to them.
Yeah.
And I feel like you only know that when you see a hard dick. I feel like a soft dick doesn't do the curve thing.
Right, I don't.
So, I mean, if you really haven't encountered, you know, the, Anyway, do you remember the first time you ever got drunk?
I think so, yeah. And if not, this is like the first memory of it.
Okay.
I think I said this in the pod, maybe not. The very first sip of alcohol I ever had was Everclear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I didn't know what Everclear was, nor did I know that it's like
Why
illegal in some states.
Why did anyone let you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it was in a Dasani bottle, and I was like, oh, it was really, and I remember I was like,
smooth, delicious.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready for alcohol. And
no kidding.
And then I remember,
we have talked about this because we were like, why wouldn't you just start with like a warm beer and beer pong like everyone else? Yeah. Yes.
I remember like the first like drinking or whatever, like in the basement, and like a warm beer, like playing beer pong, whatever. Yes. I was just like, this is fucking disgusting. I definitely drank a decent amount in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I feel like I went in like stages of it. I'm like, yeah, let's party, whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like every weekend.
Yeah, I would say in high school, especially in first year of university, I drank so much. Oh my God.
Oh, in college, I. Mm-hmm.
My first time getting like drunk, I was at a friend's just like house party. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling the sensation of like, and I don't know, I feel like this is gonna be one of those things where you're like, you just live with this and it's normal, but like things start going a little numb. Like I feel like my face is a little numb.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like my face is a little numb, and I remember, and this is always when even now, like when you go to the bathroom and you kind of separate yourself from the action.
Oh, when you sit down
party,
to pee.
And the party, when you sit down to pee.
Or as a guy, if you're trying to aim and you're drunk, you just...
But you're just like, you're away from the music, you're away from the party, and it's like really a moment to self-reflect and measure how drunk you are. Sit down to pee, and I was like, I think my face is numb. And I was like, I think that means I'm drunk. And still to this day, like I can feel like last night, my face a little bit numb. And it's the telltale sign that I've potentially gone too far and it's the point of no return. And I probably should go get a water bottle.
Right. Yeah. My mom was like so strict about that shit, like 100%. So I feel like I had to figure out every time I went home, like how to like sober up or whatever kind of thing. And like, I feel like, some people's parents, because they didn't care as much, weren't as like, I don't know. I almost think the most dangerous part of having strict parents is like having to like come up with lies and everything so that you can like try and like be young and be stupid and have fun or whatever, but then like safely get home.
And like not get in trouble too.
Right. Cause like the most dangerous positions I feel like I've ever put myself in were me trying to cover up what I had done with my friends to not expose myself to like my mother kind of thing, which is like really scary. And of course, like the answer from a parent is like, well, don't do those things. But like, you
know, that's not realistic.
It's not. And it's just like, I'm not saying that everyone should just go be a drunken hoe at 14 and see how it goes. But like, I needed to do all those things because now I don't feel the interest in doing them all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so it's like an interesting thing. And maybe because like Uber's here now, it's different, but like, that's like scary to like have to completely lie to be yourself as a kid.
Totally. I mean, I think that I grew up being a responsible drinker because like I knew my parents were down to come get me at the end of every night.
Right.
And I knew that my parents were down to supply me with a safe amount of like young kid, not kid, that makes it sound really illegal, but like, you know what I mean? Like my mom was down to like buy me a few wine coolers to take to the party because that meant that I would drink that and she knew what I was drinking versus taking swigs from random Dasani bottles that ended up being Everclear. You know?
Exactly.
So I feel like I made better decisions and drank like responsibly because I knew that my parents were like not gonna, you know, throw my ass into grounded life when I got home.
And we've talked about it all the time. Like whatever house we pick up next will be some massive, large things that is big enough so that the kids want to stay at our house. And so we like, you know, understand like, okay, got it. I want to, you guys, stay here. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Perfect. do you remember your first time smoking weed?
Weed.
Also, weed is so different now.
Weed is so different
like,
now.
People don't
so
understand.
So different. When we grew up with weed, it was like
one,
the
illegal.
Devil. Yeah, illegal.
Illegal. God only knows where it came from.
Right.
The idea that there's like sativa and indica and all these things.
And
like weed was weed.
Measured.
Yeah, weed was weed.
Yeah, weed was weed.
It was, it's in this bag. And
could have been oregano half the time. Like, who knows?
Right, got you know, it. Could have been spice. Who knows?
So I have this fun pattern of dating stoners.
Right.
And I think this comes from me always looking to date someone who is opposite me.
Right.
And so when I was looking for someone who was like type B and super chill, they always happen to be a stoner because I feel like that goes hand in hand a lot of the times with like being super chill.
Right.
And so one of my boyfriends was big time into weed. And like, I've always been okay with it. I know my parents at the time had like a massive like stigma against
it. Well, I feel like everyone's parents in the early 2000s, like it's the gateway drug to heroin.
Right.
Like,
it's the gateway drug. Yeah. Yeah. To like worse things. And so the first time I smoked weed, I think was from a joint. And it was one of those times where like, I was too scared to like hit it really hard. And so I don't really think I got high. But shortly after that, oh my God, this is disgusting. It was a homemade DIY little gravity bong.
Did you make it?
No,
oh, okay,
my boyfriend at the time did.
Got it.
Yeah, and I was like, let's do it. I was like, I want to get high for real. I want to get high for real, real. And
I want to get high for real.
For real. I want to get high for real.
Uh-huh.
And
can't wait to hear where this goes.
It was with a 2-liter pop bottle and a bread bag. Like disgusting. I probably just inhaled straight cancer.
That's some crackhead shit.
That's some crackhead shit. Yeah, 100%. Disgusting. And so I took a fat hit, a fat hit off of this gravity bong.
Did you cough?
Oh yeah, are you kidding? I died.
You know, something about when like you take too big of a hit and you started just coughing just like violently.
And,
and when you stop coughing, you're like so glad you're done coughing and then you're just like,
oh no.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if it's a Canadian thing or it was just like the group of friends I was with, but it's called a shoot.
Like, I'm not a stoner, so I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, it's called the Shoe Gravity Bong, and hit it super hard, died. So in Canada, or maybe just with my group of friends, I don't know, when you get too high, it's called greening out.
Yeah, you're the only person that's ever said that to me, but I, once again, it's not my
stoner. Yeah, so anyway, I immediately was like, something's not right. And I sat there and I was like, something's not right. Get me a trash can right now. And he was super high and I was super high and everything was spinning. I was like losing vision almost and so nauseous. I was like, this is not right. This is not right. Like, I know I'm not high. I know I'm not high. And I was out for the count.
Spoiler alert, you were high.
Spoiler alert, I was high, just too high. Uh-huh. I was on a different planet. Uh-huh. And I literally blacked out for like 6 hours.
Yeah, I had an edible experience that took over a day one time.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everyone has a weird edible experience where they get too high.
Yeah. Once again, I never want to get too high again because I've been too high.
Right.
So
me too. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every single one of my friends in high school all smoked, and I didn't really like it at the time because I'm not good at, like, I feel like I'm not in control.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be mentally fuzzy like that.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Right.
I hate the taste of weed. Like, inhaling the smoke and like the burnt taste, it just feels like crispy and gross to me. Like, I just can't, I don't know. I'm not down with it. It's not me.
Well, it's crazy because like now I feel like there's so many products that are like, oh, this has like THC or like CBD and whatever I'm like, that I'm all about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, got it. I don't know if Ned's sponsoring this podcast, but if they are, Ned, perfect example.
You
know
right, what
I
mean?
But
right.
The amount of like little things that are like, oh, but there's this much in it. I know how much I'm getting into.
Well, now it's measured and controlled. Right.
It's way safer. Yeah, it's way safer. I'm way more interested now than I was.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention that my Gravity Bong, we had a little tin foil on the top of it, and that's where you burnt the weed and the smoke went into the Gravity Bong.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that part.
Okay. Got it. I wish we hadn't already used our comment below because I'd love to hear everybody else's makeshift DIY bong situations. And I feel like to add that too, but we're only pinning
the emoji for the wiener. First time. No, it could be vagina too.
Or vagina, of course.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like I had a lot of friends who did like the apple bong as well.
Oh yeah,
so yeah, the apple bong.
Yeah,
yeah, but I don't know. I was more like a party smoker, I guess. Like if someone was passing around a joint again, 2020 COVID times.
Once again, pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID. This makes me want to die. Thinking about this. This is in college, and so we'd be drinking, like pre-drinking before going out for the night, and someone would be passing a joint around, and I'd like take a hit of it, and so it was like never enough to feel that different.
Right.
But it was just more, just like, yeah, I'm down, whatever.
Yeah, I remember just the amount of bad weed and like shitty drinking. That I just to sit there and just be crossfaded in high school and college and put up with it. One day, and one day I was just like, yeah, I don't really like smoking weed, so I'm not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was just like, I don't really enjoy this.
Right, and you're like, outside of weed, you are a like pristine citizen that's never touched anything else, which is good for you.
Yeah, I genuinely feel like my anxiety is so strong that there's not a world where I take anything else and it ends well for me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my festival days are over and behind me.
Right.
But like, as much as I think that like my few times with Molly were fun kind of thing, I don't know if that's for you.
Yeah, I just don't think, I'm just such a happy drunk that like alcohol is great for me. I'm not looking for anything else. And I'm sure, like, I know so many people who have so much fun on it, but I know, especially it's just some of like the psychedelics, I would put myself into such a dark place. And I would just feel so out of control that it's not even something I want to mess with.
Yeah, I think you'd be in a wormhole of like like anxiety, for sure.
For sure. Because I've been with friends who have taken something and also go down a dark hole. So I've seen it happen so many times. And I'm like, this would be me for sure.
Well, also there's like also people that no matter what they do, they just get kind of dark and angry. Yeah. And I'm like, why do you keep doing that?
Yeah, why do you keep doing that?
Yeah.
I know. That's tough.
And then coming out to LA and just feeling like everyone in the first 5 or 6 years they're out there is just like trying to fit in and doing things that they're not used to. And it's just like, you just see train wrecks.
Yeah. I will say that one interesting thing about like partying in LA that's different here than when I was in university is just the amount of cocaine.
I was gonna say, everyone does cocaine.
It's crazy.
I saw a meme the other day. It was like, things you didn't know of growing up. Like, one, I'm never going to actually have to deal with quicksand. And two, everyone does cocaine. And I was like,
oh,
if
my
that
God.
Isn't the fucking truth.
If that is not fucking true.
I'll always remember the Thanksgiving or Christmas is that like with my like family at the table and like my, I don't even know what girlfriend it was at the time, whatever. And like, we were got on this, like the topic of just like LA and my mother hates California and everything about it, whatever. And she said to me, I hope you have not gotten involved with cocaine out there. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, cocaine. And I just like, I was like, Mom, I've a few times. Yeah, I have. And she's like, oh my goodness. I'm like, Mom, it's over. It's fine. I tried. It's not a big deal. Okay. I didn't like it. It was done. Whatever. She's like, oh, Jeremy, it's terrible.
Yeah. So that's a fun fact about LA. Genuinely. It's so crazy. And like, obviously not everyone does cocaine.
Of course not.
But like the party scene in LA, there's at almost every single party you go to, you could find it if you wanted it.
Yeah.
And it's astonishing.
Astonishing.
Yeah, truly. Do you remember your first like legitimate frat party?
I remember whether it was a fraternity party or it was just like my first like college party. And I think it was a fraternity party. But I remember going downstairs. Into the basement. Mm-hmm. Remember, like you get in there and like I was in a fraternity. I remember like going downstairs and like seeing just a wall of just packed in just sardines. Oh. Everyone spilling on each other, beer and this and that, everything all over the fucking place.
Oh, to be young and not grossed out by that. You know what I mean? Like
and literally, and my reaction is let's fucking do this thing. Yeah. Whereas now I'd be like, Oh no.
That ain't
for me.
Even pre-COVID, just like when you grow up, you're just like, oh, that's just so many bodies.
I remember it was college in the South, so everyone's wearing Sperry's. Just no socks, Sperry's.
Oh my God.
And I remember I had like party Sperry's because I would just like come home, but just like my legs would just be like pink from all of the hooch being spilled all over me.
Oh my God, party Sperry's. Mm-hmm. That's the funniest shit you've ever said. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, because you just, you give up on them. You're walking in liquid.
There's genuinely nothing more unattractive than a Sperry.
You haven't seen me in Sperry's, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't. It's just not something that I...
You're not going to either.
I know, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember your first college party?
I don't know if I remember the very first one, but there were, so I lived in like the school residence. And so every floor had two apartment style,
You live
rooms.
In some bougie shit.
I think Canada just does it a little different than you guys do it.
I mean, it's a range.
It's totally a range. So anyway, so our floor had single rooms, had double rooms, and then the apartment style. So I had the apartment style where I had my own room and there was four of us who had our own room, four girls, and we had a shared bathroom, shared kitchen, shared living
space. So you slept
by
yourself. No one was like with you in your room.
No.
Oh my God.
I literally cannot even imagine for an entire year sleeping in the same room as someone else and having no privacy. Like that is a crazy concept.
And the amount of times I walked into my roommate, like having sex, I'm like, bro, can you text me? Just text me. Just text me. I won't walk in.
Put a sock on the doorknob. Like in the 90s.
Anything.
Like, yeah, figure it out. Yeah. No. I did not experience that whatsoever. And like when I watch movies and stuff and hear your experience and my American friends, I'm like, I'm sorry. You're telling me that is real. And it's so fucking crazy to me. But I do, so we had the apartment style rooms, and so that kind of meant that we were the epicenter of where our floor would gather.
Right.
And it was fun. And so then we would all pre in our apartment and then go to other floors and like figure out which floor had like the most fun thing going on.
Could you drink in your dorms?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a dry campus. We actually couldn't, we could not, no matter what your age was, you could not drink in your dorm. People obviously did, right?
Yeah.
But like there, it was so strict that no one really had parties in their dorm.
Oh,
at all.
I see.
There was no drinking. So like at the same time with fraternities as well, like the house that we had was millions of millions. It was the nicest one on campus. It was huge or whatever. We weren't allowed to legally have a beer
in the house.
That's changed now.
Yeah, I'm sure. We couldn't drink in the halls. Like I remember friends having their little plastic cup confiscated like in the hall when we were going floor to floor. But I think because the RAs didn't go into anyone's apartment unless there was a reason to, like for like a crazy noise complaint or something, then it was mostly fine. Yeah, because we had a lot of beer pong, a lot of beer bongs, a lot of, I had a friend who could swallow a beer from a beer bong in one gulp. It was nuts. He could just like open his throat and swallow it in 1 second. And it was so crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean like there's always like the friend that's like, hey, Timmy.
Yeah, watch what I can do.
Thing. And like it does it 17 times.
Yeah.
And of course, Timmy's like, oh, I feel good.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times I saw someone bong a Four Loko and I'm like, you're gonna die.
You are going to die. You're going to die.
You're going to see that in about 10 minutes too.
The only thing that I really did thrive in was like the DIY element of all of the college parties, because it would be like an ABC party, which is anything but clothes. And so you had to like make a fun thing, or
you
it
would have
was,
loved that.
Oh yeah. I loved that. I thrived on that because it was so much fun and it like came so easily to me. And I always had like a sick ass, whatever the outfit was.
Okay. Nerd, calm down.
So fun. Craft girl fucks.
Another really, really popular question that I got on my Instagram for that we should cover was they wanted us to describe our first period.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah. I don't have much to say.
Okay.
So why don't you take this one away?
Oh, sure. I got my period relatively late compared to my friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was a little...
Actually, I don't know if I know this.
Honestly,
oddly, hasn't come up in conversation.
You know what, though? You know why? It's because whenever period talk comes up, Jeremy literally sprints.
That's okay.
Sprints away.
Actually, if you could do the segment alone, I'm going to go grab a snack.
So it was relatively late compared to my friends. I feel like I had friends who got their period in like grade 4 and 5.
Four?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I remember my friend in grade 5 had like really, really bad, painful cramps, like would be crying in the corner of the room and she'd have to stay home some days. Like it was so sad.
Yikes.
And so I feel like that set a precedent for me to be like, yeah, I'm good on that. Maybe I'll just, I'm good. Like that can come whenever.
Right.
Like, so there was never a point where I was like, damn, like I feel left out. Like I want to get my period. Like, and I definitely felt that way about boobs, cause all my friends were just like spreading boobs. Little did I know that boobs would never actually come.
Oh no.
But
I'm still holding out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm 27, babe. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just maybe.
D cups at 28.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be fantastic.
I don't think it actually, I'm pretty okay. I'm pretty content with what we have going on over here.
And I am too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. They are the best.
Jeremy was a boob guy until he met me and we had to turn him into an ass guy because just the boob situation here is not much to offer. Anyways.
I wish more than like 7 guys listened to this podcast because I would be like, guys, comment below, but there's 4 of them.
Right, yeah. Right. And they're like, I'm a boob guy too.
Yeah.
So got my period probably.
One more time on that.
Got a boob guy. I'm a boob.
This is an impersonation of a guy. Okay, got it. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Moving on.
No. It was just like the feeble guy in the sea of girls of our listeners being like, I'm a boob guy. You know, in the back.
Yeah.
Got my period in like grade 10.
Oh shit, that is late.
Yeah, it is late. It was late.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was actually at home. I got so lucky.
How oddly fucking convenient for you.
So convenient. And
at what age do you start to worry if you haven't gotten a period? Do you know?
I mean, I think if you finished high school and didn't have a period yet, you should probably like talk to your doctor.
Doctors and nurses are like, God, they're idiots once again.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But I would say
we have a couple doctor
like,
listeners. Could you?
We do. Please advise. Please let us know. So grade 10.
Okay.
I feel like all my friends got their period like around grade 8 though was like very average.
Right. And you getting your period late, is that the reason that you haven't used condoms? You just couldn't get pregnant?
Or? I don't know why we circled back on.
Well, I just, so many generous lovers and so few condoms.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I was at home. I'm like 95% sure. And I feel like I get asked about my first time getting my period all the time, because I think there are a lot of girls out there who have like really traumatic experiences where they were like really embarrassed or out in public and didn't have like the necessary supplies on hand.
I mean, I can't imagine like not knowing when it's going to happen. Everyone's getting it, feeling like you have to be prepared, but you never got it before. So how are you supposed to be prepared? I'm stressed out and there's no reason for me to be stressed out.
Right. Jeremy has period anxiety and doesn't even menstruate. Yeah, period anxiety is very...
The M word.
The menstruation.
Nope, okay.
You're such a straight dude. Oh my God.
Let's just hop on to the next one.
But I feel like I got my period for the first time and it was pretty light. And
every girl ever was like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. I got so lucky. I tried a pad for a day and I was like, fuck this. Cause you feel when it happens. You feel when it happens. babe, come back. Put your headphones back on. Babe.
I'm listening.
So you could literally, when I get my period now and I feel it happen, I'm like, not pregnant. And Jeremy dies. He dies a little bit. I don't know why it freaks you out so much.
I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not for me.
It's a foreign activity for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, tried a pad for one day and I was like, absolutely the fuck not. And I was like, mom, teach me how to use a tampon. and figured it out very quickly because I was just so disgusted by the feeling of my body doing something that was kind of like not in my control. And I was like, yeah, I'm good on that. And I know a lot of girls like struggle with tampons, and that's a whole other thing. But I was so not into the feeling of perioding with a pad that I was like, let's make a tampon work. And it was painful at first, but we got there.
Cool.
tell me about your first time having period sex.
I don't remember.
Huh.
I'm not that grossed out by period sex.
Yeah.
But I think I've only done it with like my girlfriends, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that's normal. Like, you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like if I was hooking up with a random, I probably wouldn't want to hook up with them while I was on my period.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly got so blessed in the period department. My period's very light.
Do we have any more topics?
Babe.
Okay, yeah, more. Okay.
All of our viewers, like 90% of our listeners and viewers menstruate. So okay. you're gonna have to tough this one out and be present.
I am.
I got really lucky and I cramp usually the day before, get a little bitchy, get a little moody and PMS-y. And Jeremy does a pretty good job of navigating that. Mm. And 4 days later and it's kind of over and it's pretty light. I definitely have obviously a lot of mental health issues, but for menstruation issues, I really lucked out.
Yep.
Who was the first girl you said I love you to? You don't have a name or, but just like, who was
mother.
It?
My mother. No, my high school girlfriend.
Oh, high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ooh. So like, what made you, did she say it first? Or did you say it first?
I don't remember.
Like, did you feel like you were like overwhelmed with the feeling of love being like, this is so new to me and I have to say it? Like, walk me through it.
Yeah, once again, I don't really, oddly enough, it doesn't like stick out as like, I remember how I did it and this and that. Like, I just remember that it was like the first time feeling that in high school.
Right.
And it felt more than like, just like the other random transactional bullshit that I feel like that came before it.
Right. Yeah. I feel like in high school, I mistook like infatuation and comfortability as love. And it like, I did say it to my
is
high
that
school.
Comfortability, by the way?
What is that not a word?
Comfortability, but this is comfortability.
Comfortability?
No, it's okay.
Comfortability? Comfortability?
Comfort?
Comfort? Comfort? Today we learned that a couple days ago, Jeremy pronounces peanut as peanut.
Anyway, let's move on. Peanut.
Peanut. Mm-hmm. I think I mistook comfortability and routine and as love.
Okay.
And I didn't fully understand what it meant to like love someone until a little bit later, a little bit older.
Got it. I guess I have... What I'm attracted to physically is very much outweighed by, like in the love department, by like passion and talent and drive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's when I felt I was more interested in my girlfriend at the time because of like her personality and like who she was and everything than like her looks. And I was like, oh, this is different.
Oh,
you
I see.
Know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
It's not that I wasn't attracted to her. It was just that like, I there noticed
was something
and,
else.
Right. So that's how I feel like I felt that and was like, oh, this is different. I love you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so nice. Definitely probably fucked that relation up just like the other, you know, 74 of them. And then now we're here.
And now we're here. When did we first say I love you?
We were butt-ass naked about to have sex.
Oh my God, you're right. Mm-hmm. You are right. Mm-hmm. I remember because we were like, did we just say I love you the first time? Just fully butt-ass naked? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are.
God.
That's so nice.
What a love story.
What a love story.
Do we have anything that's not sexual first to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, the I love you is not sexual.
You're right. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, and maybe this can preface us into another episode.
Oh God.
Soon time. The people want to know, babe. The people want to know.
What do the people want to know? My love, my everything.
You've been engaged and it's not to me. So someone, a lot of the responses when we asked you guys on the Wild Till 9 Instagram, was like, what kind of first do you want to hear about? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the responses,
penis, vagina, Jeremy's engagement.
Uh-huh. So,
what do you want me to cover here, Lauren?
I don't know, babe. Take it away. The floor is yours.
I feel like we should probably do a later episode about this. But
we've been teasing the later episode forever.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Well, I got to like map it out.
Yeah.
Well, the first engagement, it's interesting because I feel as if, no, I think it's so weird to a degree. I'm so glad that I've had that experience. If nothing else, to say that there was nothing, it wasn't that like, oh, we weren't meant to be, and it's not, yeah, it was right at the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was right at the time. And it's just like, knowing now and looking back, like, I feel jaded because it's like, I don't believe in the one. But what I do know is that, like, your feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if no one else in the world sees the thing that you're looking at the same way, mm-hmm. it's valid. So like with my engagement or whatever, like at the time and like looking back, it's like, it's so easy to be like, oh, well, this was a problem or you shouldn't have done this or she wasn't right for this or you weren't right. But it's just like at the time that felt like the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually obviously it didn't. And we can hop into more of those reasons in another episode. But like the biggest thing that I feel like I am so grateful for is to understand and know what that place is, be happy about it at the time, mm-hmm. but then also understand that like, if it's not right, it's okay to end that. It's okay to move on. It's okay to get better and learn and love again and not put these words or these like societal like engagement and marriage and wedding on such a pedestal that once you're in it halfway, it's like, well, you have to commit to it. And if not, you're failing.
Right.
You're failing is if you do something that is detrimental to your long-term success and health because of what other people are going to think temporarily.
Right. So had you gotten married and things went downhill from there and you just like set yourself up for failure long-term.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I've seen a lot of comments from viewers and listeners who know a little bit about that backstory and really find comfort in knowing that you were previously engaged. It didn't end up following through and you were able to find love again.
Well, I think people just put this bag of guilt on themselves of like, oh, it didn't. And like when you were saying earlier, like at relationships that didn't work out, you failed, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was all a failure. And like at the time, I certainly thought that too. But looking back, it's just like, all of my friends that were invited to that wedding that like I care about, they all care about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the people, all the things that we're going through, it's like what happened obviously is important and you remember it, but like, I don't think back and remember all the bad things, this and that. I remember all the emotions that were positive to a degree and the things that I kept and took away from that.
Right.
I remember some stupid and bad shit too.
I was going to say.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, but like the things that I feel like I'm bringing with me are just like the positive things that I learned going through the motions.
Right. Well, damn, that was deep.
That was pretty deep.
Wow. So, okay, there's the preface. There's the little breadcrumbs.
But I have to map it out because I guess my thing is I do want to talk about it and like bring it to the table, but I want to talk about it in a way that is here's what happened from an emotional standpoint and where like my head was at and then like how I got out of it, not go into, you know, details on the relationship itself that don't need to be shared.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I appreciate everyone respecting that. Babe, it's spooky season.
I had such a basic bitch, but really cute Halloween costume idea for us. And now we probably won't even do it.
Cause I don't know.
Like, I feel like Halloween is like not even, doesn't count this year.
Well, it's just like, I feel like we have our group of friends that we, like, they're all getting tested all the time too.
Yeah.
That like we fall back and hang out with and we'll do something with them and that'll be great.
Yeah. It'll be cute for sure. Okay. Well, let us know in the comments. Again, give us your experience in emojis only of your first time seeing a P or a V.
Gonna be a lot of eggplants.
Yeah, a lot of eggplants. No, I'm excited to see the range of emotions.
Same.
Yeah, I'm interested.
It's a safe place. Yeah.
It's a safe place in the comments. Mm-hmm. And again, we have the code of emojis, the language of emoticons.
Uh-huh. Stop, drop, roll, wait, subscribe.
You want to share for the friend and podcast pump?
Oh, podcast pups. Make sure and share those.
Yeah, make the pop it.
Everyone's podcast. Already like, yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
For the 7 of you that are still on, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, we're having so much fun. We haven't recorded a podcast in a few weeks because I've been shooting and it's been so fun to be back. So anyways, what podcast was it this week, babe?
This is Daddy. No, Snacks Daily.
Oh, Snacks Daily. Oh, we love the snacks, guys.
By the way, Jack's having a child.
Jack's having a child? Yep.
Shout out Jack Kramer.
Jack, congratulations. Oh my God, that's so exciting. Ooh, a quarantine baby.
Ooh.
This is Snacks Daily, and I'm your host, Remy Ashton, Miss Remy Cruz, Miss Remy, the queen. And
I'm Alicia Marie.
We'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.